So the message today is called Lift It Up. Lift It Up. And we got to know that this is the whole, you know, we were talking last week, we had a great Easter service, and we were talking about how God came down and walked on the earth, and how God had, you know, fulfilled all the laws, and then he knew that he had to be the sacrificial lamb. This is Jesus. You know, he had to be the sacrificial lamb in order to give us atonement from all the mistakes and all the sins and all the iniquities. And then, of course, there was the resurrection where then he was raised up. And so what we forget sometimes, though, is why did he do this? Yes, to get us atonement, but why did we need atonement? We need atonement so we could be lifted up. See, God came down and walked on our level so that we could be raised up. We could be lifted up to his level.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're created in God's image. And we should be living at his level. We should be living at a whole different level if we're living at God's level. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not just talking about that when we die, we're going to go into heaven. And yes, that's true. We will. But I'm talking about while we're still in the physical body, living a life on a whole other level. So he came down and walked on the earth and fulfilled all the laws and conquered all the hells and was resurrected and lifted up. And listen where he was lifted up to. It says here in Mark 16:19. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, and this is where he has already come out of the tomb, and this is he's speaking to his disciples, and after the Lord spoke to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. This is Jesus is talking about. He sat down at the right hand of God. So Jesus, where is Jesus? He's sitting at the right hand of God. He has finished everything. He has completed the work. He has fulfilled the promises of God. He has already brought all the blessings. He has already brought all the authority. He already has all of that brought. And so now he's there. And now think about this. We were talking about last week how he was the bread of life and that he was asking us to eat that bread. Eat his flesh. Remember we were talking about this? None of you remember this at all? Oh, that potluck was too good. It just slipped right out of your minds. No. But yeah, he was saying to eat his flesh and drink his blood. And he was saying that his flesh is food indeed. And his blood is drink indeed. And that if we were to eat this and drink this, that we would have everlasting life. And remember what he was saying also. He was saying that you who eat this will abide in me, and I will abide in you. And he was saying, basically, as we receive what he has brought, it becomes a part of us. And now we are dwelling in him, and he is dwelling in us. And if he has been lifted up to sit at the right hand of God, and you're dwelling in him, then where are you sitting? You're sitting at the right hand of God too. Amen.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
You know, so that's where we are too. So the whole point was to get us up to a whole new level. Now, we're still in the physical body, but what we got to do is start to realize we need to be lifted up. We have been lifted up. We got to get our thinking. We've got to get our vision. We got to start looking up to a new level. We got to start getting to a higher height. Now, in John 3:13, here's just talking about Jesus here. No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. This is Jesus speaking. He always referred to himself as the Son of Man. And listen to what he said there. Let me read that last part again. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. This is Jesus. He's still on the earth, but he's saying, who is in heaven? He's talking about himself, who is in heaven. He's saying he is in heaven, even though he's walking on the earth. Did you hear that? He said, he's walking on the earth, he's talking to the disciples, and he's saying, nobody, but let me read that again. Listen to this carefully. No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man, who is in heaven. Now he is saying this while standing on the earth, that he is in heaven. Did you get that? You see, we're standing. Yeah, no, it's true. Let me. So there we have it. We're standing on the earth, right? You can agree with me on that, right? You're standing on the earth, but just the same as Jesus, because you have eaten of that bread, you have received him into your heart, you're standing on the earth, but you're in heaven. Your spirit is in heaven. You are a citizen of heaven. I've talked about it that way before, that you're a citizen of heaven. You're a citizen of heaven. But we're still standing on the earth because we're working the works of the kingdom of God right here in this physical plane. We're not using physical tools. We're not using physical ways, though. We're using kingdom ways. We're using God's way to work in this physical plane. So Jesus is saying, here he is saying that he is in heaven even while he's standing on the earth. Let's go a little bit further, see what else he says here in verse 14. He says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." He's talking about being lifted. He's got to be lifted up. And I'm going to talk about this Moses part in a second so you'll know what it's referring to. Verse 15, "That whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Amen. How are we going to be saved? By being lifted up. Lifted up above all the problems and all the challenges and all the darkness and all the sickness of this world. Even though we're standing in this world, we can be lifted up above it. You know, if you start to think about lifting your eyes towards God, if you start lifting your eyes towards God and looking and thinking, I'm up there. If you let yourself just contemplate that for a moment and believe that, you start to feel some sort of lightness. And your mind begins to be lifted up to a new level. And what you're seeing begins to be lifted. Your perspective is lifted up to a new level. And your body even starts to get lifted up and feel lighter and feel better. See, he came down and walked on the earth not only to give us forgiveness, so there's no condemnation, as he said here, not to condemn us, but to save us. But part of that process is, just as he was lifted up, we need to remember, we need to be lifted up in the spirit, even right now while we're standing here on the earth. We need to be lifted up right now. And the way that happens is when we begin to change our perspective of where we are. Because if we start to see ourselves up there with God, at the right hand of God, and I'm there. Why am I there? Because Jesus is there. How do I know that I'm there? Because Jesus said, if I do these things, then I will abide in him, and he will abide in me. And my God, if we're abiding in each other, you can't separate that. That means if he goes up, I go up. Amen? Amen. So we're both up. It's not just him that's up, because if he went up and I stayed down, then we wouldn't be abiding in one another, would we? We'd be separated. But he said, no, if you do these things, then you abide in me and I abide in you. Meaning we're not separated. We can't be separated. That means if he goes up, I go up. We're both up. Now remember that Jesus said that he abides in the Father and the Father is in him. Remember that? They were saying that they're one and the same too. So that means wherever God is, that also means, some of you are getting a headache about this. But no, that means that wherever God goes, guess what? You're there too. Because if Jesus was abiding in God, and remember, that's why I keep referring to Jesus as God, because it's God's physical body that came down. God had to have a physical body so he could come down and do those things. He couldn't come down in the spirit or the soul at that time. He couldn't come down and do it. He had to have a physical body. So he came down in the body. So why do I keep saying that Jesus is God? Because they're one and the same. There is not two gods. There is not three gods. There's one God. And the one God has a soul and a spirit and a body. One God. Three aspects. We also have a body and a spirit and a soul. Three aspects. Only one body, though. There's still only one Ted up here. There's not three Teds up here, right? You don't see three of me. I'm not talking in third person to myself, you know, or whatever. No, there's only one of me here. It's because we're all one. And so the same is true of God, that his body, Jesus, and his soul were abiding in each other. They're together. Yours aren't separated from yourself. You're one and the same. But then Jesus took it a step further and said, if we eat of his flesh, drink of his blood, which is receiving his love and receiving his truth, it's becoming a part of us, and we believe what God said, we believe his promises, now he abides in us and we abide in him. We become one and the same. And now, he was lifted up, we're lifted up. If he's at the right hand of God, I'm at the right hand of God. You're at the right hand of God. You're still standing here just as he spoke. We can go back to that same line because here he is saying, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. He's standing there in front of the disciples in the physical body and he is saying, who is in heaven? He's not saying, I'm going to be in heaven. Later I'll be in heaven. You know, at some point I'll be in heaven. No, he's saying, who is in heaven? You're in heaven right now. We've got to be lifted up, though, so that our perspective can see from the viewpoint of God where we, you know, because we're up there, we got to see from that viewpoint. Now, why do we want to see from that viewpoint? Because everything looks clearer up there. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Everything looks clearer from the perspective of God. Down, when we're down, looking from a perspective of being down, if we're looking from a perspective of only the physical world, we see problems, we see obstacles, we see that it's impossible, we see that it's difficult, we see that, well, that's never going to happen. And that's not what we need to be living in the kingdom of God and fulfilling the promises of God. We need to be seeing from the perspective of God. When we're lifted up to that point and we're seeing from the perspective of God, now we can see the plan of God. We can see the possibilities. And guess what? All things are possible. So how many possibilities are there? A heck of a lot. Because all things are possible. But we've got to be able to see from his perspective up there where we have been lifted to. We're already up there and we've got to see from that point of view. So we've got to get our vision lifted up as well. And when we start seeing that, now we start to break free. Now let's go back and talk about what they were saying here about Moses. Now in the book of Numbers, it talks about a little experience with Moses. And this is what happened. Let me just tell you the story, I guess. No, I'll refer to what he's saying there. But basically, the people were speaking badly against God and grumbling again. They're out in the wilderness. Remember, Moses delivered them out of Egypt. And they're out in the wilderness. And so they're supposed to be going to the promised land, but they're grumbling. I wish I was back in Egypt. Yeah, I don't know why. They were slaves in Egypt, but that's what they're saying. I wish I was back in Egypt. It'd be so much greater. You know? And so along comes all these fiery serpents come and now start to bite them. A lot of people started dying from these serpents that they had run into in the wilderness. And they started crying out to Moses. And so Moses talked to God and said, "What, God, we need to do something here. A lot of people are dying from these snake bites." And here's what God told Moses to do. This is in Numbers 21:8. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was. If a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at that bronze serpent, he lived. So what's happening in the wilderness? Something down here that crawls on the ground. Something down here that I have to look down. I have to look down to see it. There's something down here that bites me. Something that I'm looking down at. And it now kills me if I keep looking down at what bit me. But now God has prepared something. and told Moses to make this bronze serpent and hung it up on a pole, and that if a person, when they're bit, instead of looking down at what it was down here, something down here that bit me looks up, lifts up their vision and looks up here, that if they look up to that, now they are healed.
Amen.
Now, this is the same thing. See, Jesus was referring to this in the verse. He talked about how the Son of Man had to be lifted up the same as Moses lifted up the serpent. And that's because that's a foretelling of what would come. That if we keep looking down, and when I say looking down, the reason I keep emphasizing that is because we're looking at the physical. We're looking at the things of the physical. We're looking at our physical circumstances. And if we get caught up in looking at the problem, we're going to die from the snake bite. We're going to die from the poison. But if we remember, that's not the solution. But if I look up, if I look up to Jesus, if I lift up my eyes to where He is and where I am, if I lift up my focus, my perspective, and know that I'm up there, I'm not down here, then I'm healed.
Amen.
Amen. We have healing over sickness. We have it. We already have victory over sickness and over poverty and over falsity. You have victory over those things. And all that's required is you to change your perspective. Don't look down at what it is. Look up to what has been lifted up. You've been lifted up with Jesus. He's been lifted up so that you would be saved. And he was lifted up so that you would look up. And when you look up, you're lifted. And you feel lighter and you feel better. And you feel more enthusiastic. And you start to see from a higher perspective. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So this is where God is taking us. We had Easter last week. The whole point of it is so that we start to lift our perspective. Don't look down at what it was and get focused on what the problem is and so caught up in it that you can't see the whole truth. Because the truth isn't down there. The truth is up there.
Amen.
And when we start to look up to that higher perspective and understand that He was lifted up and that's where I am, now you receive the solution. Now you receive your healing. Now you receive your change in life. Now you receive the victory that was given by God. Now you receive the riches that He promised you, the prosperity in all ways. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We're changing where we're looking. We're inclining our ear to God. We're inclining it so that we can hear Him. And we're lifting up our vision. We're looking up to see Him. And as long as we continue to look up, we have our healing. It's already, these guys in the desert did it with a bronze serpent on a pole. If it worked for that, my God, think about that the body of God comes down and does this stuff and is now lifted up. If we look up to Jesus, it'll work that much better.
Amen.
In all ways.
Amen.
If it worked with a bronze, you know, serpent, heck, what's going to do for you if you look up? I dare you, look up. I dare you. Because I'm telling you, good things will happen. All right. So, you know, this is interesting because what we're doing is we're changing our perspective. It's interesting how our minds work. And what we've been doing is, you know, I've been really talking about these verses I've been giving you from God's Word, and that as we meditate on them and we read them, what that's doing is it's lifting you up. It's changing your perspective. It's taking you out of the physical perspective and putting you into God's reality and what His truth is. And if we can keep doing that, we will see from a different way. The brain is very interesting and suggestible, and it can do quite interesting things. And so if we start to think of all the wrong things and all the bad things and all the things that are a problem in our life, then we start to have more problems. But we start to think of the solutions, we start to have solutions. Now, when I was in high school, I attended these drama classes. I really liked drama, and we had a really good drama teacher. She really challenged us to expand our minds. And so we would play these games. That's what they seemed like to me. They were games. I understand today that it was showing me something that was very important that I needed to know without a doubt. And it was teaching me a lesson, a very valuable lesson. And I didn't completely comprehend it at the time. I just thought, this is really cool. And one of the things, the exercises she would do, one of these games is, she would have somebody sit on a chair. And they'd take a chair, and they'd bring it up, and they'd have somebody sit down there. And they'd have four people stand around them, and now she'd start to talk about how light this person was. She'd talk about feathers, light as air, and talk about how light it was. And she just kept talking about how light it is, how it's so light. And everybody that's standing around there was just thinking light. You could start feeling, you'd be getting up on your toes. You start to feel, you know, the lights were kind of low, and she was talking about how everything is light like a feather. And then at a certain point, she'd tell you to just take your two fingers like this, just your two index fingers, and put them under the corner of the chair. And these four people would lift up that chair. Didn't matter how big that person was, you could lift that chair up and set it right down, and it was like a feather. And I was like, wow, that was really cool. And we had tried it before she said anything. We had tried it, and man, I think I hurt a finger. You know, but after she said it, now, conversely, we would do another little exercise where we'd partner up. We'd have two people, and with your partner, you'd come up behind them and you'd pick them up off the ground, and then you set them down. Well, I could pick up anything, no problem. But then they would do this exercise where she'd start talking about there's a root. This person has a root growing out of their feet, and it's growing into the ground, and it's growing down, and it's wrapping around the earth, and it's wrapping around pipes, and it's getting real. It's really getting rooted in. It's getting so rooted in. And after a while of saying that, how rooted in it was, I was like, now they'd say, okay, pick up your partner now, and I'd walk up to the same guy I just lifted like no problem, and I couldn't move him. Now, it's only what my mind is thinking, because was there a root that grew in the ground in that 5 minutes? Was there an actual root growing in the ground? No. But in my mind, there was. Was there actually, whether as light as air, the person that was sitting on that chair? No. They hadn't gotten lighter in the last 5 minutes, except in my mind. They hadn't suddenly gotten filled with helium. I didn't see them taking any helium in. And that person that was standing there that became suddenly so heavy that I lifted just 5 minutes ago, and now I couldn't lift. No roots had grown there. It was just what my mind was believing. And that's what I've been talking to you about, is that our minds are very powerful. What God is asking us to do is to walk by faith. He is saying, believe what I am saying and what I have promised and what I have fulfilled. And he is saying that if we believe that, we will overcome the obstacles in our life. Amen. That things that look too heavy suddenly become easy and light. Amen. And things that seem like, you know, they're easy to move can suddenly become solid. You can become like a rock that's immovable, and it doesn't matter what comes against you. You will stand and it cannot budge you. It doesn't matter what kind of darkness comes against you. If you believe you're the rock of God, you're not going to budge.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And this is what the power is of the Word of God. That if we take that Word and we believe it, and we now begin to put it into us, we begin to take it into our mouth, into our mind, what it does to our mind is the same thing it did to that young high school student in that drama class. It changes the way they see the world. And now what seems like, you know, impossible becomes possible, because all things are possible with God. And it doesn't matter. And if you guys continue to put the Word of God into your mind and your hearts and let it fill you up, you will begin to see in new ways. You will begin to act in new ways. You'll begin to think in new ways. You'll begin to live in new ways, because that is the will of God.
Amen. Praise God.
And this is what He has for us. He has that kind of greatness for us. And all we have to do is get that into our minds so that we believe it. So that we believe it, because by faith, we live by faith. Now, there was no evidence in that drama class that a root had grown. There was no evidence. You couldn't look under their feet and see a root down into the ground. There was no evidence of it. But it was by believing that something had happened that now made it impossible to lift that person who I had just lifted 5 minutes ago. They hadn't gotten heavier. They hadn't gone down to the all-you-can-eat buffet and gorged themselves. You know, they hadn't put weights in their pockets. It wasn't any of that. It was by believing, which we call that when we're believing the things that God has told us, we call that faith. By faith, we can live and conquer every situation in your life can be conquered. You can conquer every obstacle. And so what we're going to do is we're going to continue to put the Word of God into our minds and into our hearts so that it changes the way we see this world, and the things that look like they're too heavy will become light, and the things that look like, you know, they could be blown away will become immovable obstacles. It'll be like the Rock of Gibraltar. And that's the power that God has given us by coming down and walking on the earth and lifting Himself up. He has lifted us up. And He has lifted us up into a new perspective, a new way of living. We have become a new creature. Remember, you're lifted up too. And when you start to look up to God, you will be healed. When you start to look up to God, all the heaviness will fall away. All the sadness will fall away. All the depression will fall away. All the sickness will fall away. All the pain will fall away. Don't look down at what's down there biting your leg. Look up to what God has done, and you will be freed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.